Now, could you tell me your name, please?
Mark.
Mark? Okay. Now, Mark, are you registered to vote?
I am. I just moved to Milwaukee, and I registered in the first month I was here.
Where'd you move from?
Chicago, where we lived 22 years.
Nice. Okay. Now, do you plan to vote by mail or in person?
I always vote in person, but this time I will vote early to avoid lines and other kinds of things.
And have you ever voted in a U.S. election, either a national or a local election?
I have been voting in U.S. elections for 65 years.
65 years. Now, here's the big question. Do you remember your first voting experience?
I don't, but let's see. I voted for, yes, let's see. Who voted? Eisenhower. Eisenhower was still in office, so that was 1956. I voted in the election 1956.
So, you don't quite remember your first one, but do you remember a memorable voting experience?
No, it's always gone smoothly. I've always been registered, and I've voted in certainly every national election. And I've lived in a number of states, and I think I voted in every state election, too.
Very good. And what are some of the big issues that matter most to you that are going to bring you out to the polls?
Okay. I'm comfortable that the economy is in good shape. The issues to me are continuing our democratic process, continuing our drive for equality, continuing to address homeless and housing issues, and that's about it.
And can you tell me why you think it's important to vote?
Well, because this is a crisis election. This election will shape the next 20 years. And so it is that's why I'm still on campus. And it's incredibly important that young people come out and vote. If it's their first time, get them registered and get them voting.
Thank you so much. And is there anything else that you would like to add today?
That's good. I'm glad to have the opportunity to do it.
Okay, thank you.